Imagine, your baby's just been born, and you hold them for the first time. You cradle them in your arms. You look at their sweet face, and you're amazed at the creation of a new life. And you wonder to yourself what this little bundle of life will bring. What will they achieve? How will they make us happy? What influence will they have on others? You imagine, don't you? Lots of thoughts and ideas go through your mind. The reality of it may unfold as very different to what you've imagined. Who knows the future of that little baby in your arms? Those same thoughts must have gone through the minds of those who came to see Jesus in Bethlehem that night. There was something incredibly different about the coming into the world of this baby boy, a star leading people to the place he was born, angels in the sky singing glory to God. Wise men came to see him. Why was this baby born? Who knew? How could anybody know? Mary and Joseph knew, because they had angel visits. The angel said to Joseph, "She, Mary, will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sin." The angel visited Mary too, and he said, "He, Jesus, will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and his kingdom will know no end." So as Mary and Joseph gazed on their baby, they knew he'd save his people and that he'd reign as king. God's angel told them. Wise men came from the east. They'd read the old writings and studied the stars. Matthew 2 verse 6, quoting the prophet Micah, says, "And you, Bethlehem, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah, because out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." They were led by a star to Bethlehem to see a great ruler and leader. Old Testament prophets, including Isaiah, had foreseen this 450 years previously. They knew why the baby would be born. We heard earlier, "See, the virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel," which is translated "God with us." The prophets were told this baby would be Emmanuel, very God, God with us on earth. Mary and Joseph knew. Wise men and the prophets knew. And most importantly, Jesus himself knew why he was born. He speaks many times about doing God his Father's will, about being about his Father's business. He knew why he came. He quotes Isaiah 2 when he stands up in the temple and reads from the Old Testament. Luke records it in chapter 4, verse 18 to 19. "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and to the recovery of sight to the blind, to set free the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." This baby came to set people free. His gospel is a message of liberation, of freedom. And isn't this a longing we all have for freedom? We so dislike the restrictions placed on us, don't we? We all have things in our lives which stop us from being free, don't we? We don't have to be physically in prison to feel imprisoned. We can feel trapped in our own home. You may feel restricted by your work, trapped in daily routine. When's my next holiday coming? Perhaps you feel trapped by physical limitations. Gone are my marathon running days. There never were there, but never mind. It may not be physical, it may be mental. Something that goes on in your mind that denies you freedom. In your mind, you're a prisoner to all those kinds of thoughts and feelings, worries and anxieties you just can't get rid of. We just want to be free. But we're trapped. We're imprisoned. We want to escape. Is there a way out? Can we ever be free? Is this all life's about? Is this you? Come on, be honest. We all feel like this, at least sometimes, don't we? Perhaps you're saying you don't need setting free. Life's good. I can do pretty much what I want to do. I can go wherever I want, whenever I want, with whoever I want, can't I? And we enjoy freedom in this life more than people have ever experienced it in days gone by in history. But Jesus would say to you, that's exactly why you need setting free. This is not a physical freedom Jesus is talking about. This is spiritual and relational. Because by being totally focused on our physical needs, our physical freedoms, you're not free to enjoy the spiritual freedom, the much higher freedom of a relationship with God, which is what you were created to enjoy. Life in all its fullness, enjoying and worshipping Almighty Creator God. Oh, you enjoy the world He created and provided for you, but you're not free to enjoy the Creator. You enjoy the life you've been given by God, but you're not free to enjoy the life giver. You enjoy the light of understanding He's placed inside you, but you're not free to enjoy the one who said, I am the light of the world. You're blind to that light, the light of God. You enjoy the skills and the possessions that He has given you, but you're not free to enjoy the provider. We all need to be set free spiritually. So what's the answer? Well, Jesus says in John's Gospel, chapter 8 and verse 32, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Well, Jesus, give us this truth. What is this truth? We long to be set free. How do we get it? Where is this truth that sets us free? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14, verse 6. Jesus came, as we've just read, to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim freedom for prisoners, to make the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, to release the oppressed. He came to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, to say that there is a way of salvation, and now is the time for you to be saved. This is the year of God's favor. Jesus says, I have come so that you can know the truth about God, the truth that sets you free. You can know the way to God. I am the way. The way to God is in me, Jesus says. You can know release from things that are enslaving you, whatever's imprisoning you, whatever's trapping you, by knowing the truth. Believe in me, Jesus says. Know me. My truth will set you free. Yes, in this life we'll still face pressures, stress, difficulties. But knowing Jesus means knowing His liberating care and guidance through those times. Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We've all gone our own way, doing what we want to do. But are we really free? It's only Jesus that can really set us free. Free to love and enjoy God. Don't you want that freedom? Isn't there something in your innermost being that just craves to know the one who designed you, who made you, and gave your life meaning and purpose? That's why this baby, Jesus the Son of God, was born. So we can be set free from everything that would keep us from knowing God as we were created to. Paul writes, "For freedom, Christ set us free," Galatians 5:1. In other words, Jesus has set us free to be free. And Jesus himself said, "If the Son sets you free, you really will be free." John 8:36. Free from sin and death. Can you achieve that by going your own way and ignoring God? But how do we get this freedom? How are we set free? Mary and Joseph, gazing at Jesus, had the angel's words going through their minds. But as they looked around them at where they were, and at this baby nestled in a feeding trough, they must have also been thinking, how's God going to save his people through this baby? How will this baby bring salvation? How will he become king? How will he rule forever? Perhaps you're thinking the same right now. Jesus is clear. He's the one who was prophesied to come as king of his people. The Jews thought when the promised king came, he'd be a warrior king who'd come and set his people free from all oppression and release them from the Roman occupation of that time. Jesus says, that kind of king is not the true King of Kings. Jesus came to fulfill the prophecy of the Old Testament, but not in the way they were expecting. He knew how he'd bring freedom from sin and death. He referred to himself as the Son of Man, and he knew what liberating people would mean for him. There was a price to pay. He said, "It is necessary that the Son of Man be betrayed into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and rise on the third day." Luke 27:7. He paid that price to set us free. He suffered and died on the cross in your place so that you can be set free from the guilt of your sin. He rose again. He rose again, defeating death, so that you can be free to live with him forever. This surely is true, forever freedom. The psalmist writes in Psalm 146, verse 7, "The Lord frees prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind." The Bible tells us of many who came to know this freedom. 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon wrote, "He is still doing it. In 1,000 places, troubled ones are coming into light and freedom. Jesus still proclaims the opening of the prison to those who are bound. At this moment, doors are flying back and chains are dropping to the ground. He will delight to set you free, dear friend. It will be a joy to Jesus to give you liberty. Trust him, and he will be your liberator." Jesus wants to set you free, really free. It wasn't just a baby born that night. Here was Jesus, Son of God, your Redeemer and Liberator from everything that holds you away from God and from enjoying and worshipping him and from living in heaven with him forever. Come to the truth of the glorious and powerful story of salvation that was born as a baby in Bethlehem. Come to Jesus and be set free to everlasting life, to everlasting light, everlasting liberty.